The Midweek Drive and the Midweek Drive Morning Edition. Two radio shows you can enjoy live, online and around the world from sironline.co.uk.
You're listening to Alex Leftrup with Natasha Turney, Tiffany Freeman and Hannah O'Brien on the Midweek Drive.
Well, technically today it's just Hannah, and quite rightly so. The weather, 10 degrees centigrade is the high, 8 degrees centigrade is the low. It's going to be a cloudy and damp day with outbreaks of light rain or drizzle. Feeling rather cool for mid-May. Oh, there we are. Interesting sort of line that comes through from our meteorologists.
It is rather breezy.
Indeed. Yeah.
And it was freezing walking back from Steep Hill last night.
Sounds to me, Hannah, as though that's the kind of thing that should be raised on a podium to actually sort of open up a whole heap of other goodies, etc. Although you're slightly, just slightly above the age range and bracket from that point of view. But we are delighted to actually welcome the founder and creator of what is going to be a fantastic production, national organisation called Podium. Podium.me.uk is the website present. Facebook.com/podium.me. Twitter.com/podium.me. We were delighted to meet up with the editor, Joanna Derry, of Podium. And she said, when we said we should actually feature you yourself on live on air, she said, oh, I think she would also speak to the legendary founder that is Camilla Bike about the whole thing. Camilla, are you there?
I am. Good morning.
Excellent. Good morning. Good to speak to you, good self. So share with us, Camilla, this whole notion of a podium. I mean, we're connecting now with a station that was set up very much on the basis of being for young people, to actually provide a young people viewpoint and a whole variety of things. We run shows like No Adults Allowed and so on. What gave you the idea to actually come up with Podium to really provide something which can go from the serious to the sublime?
Well, I've always loved radio, and I love the UK, and I find, despite my age, that teenagers are still the most interesting people that I ever meet. I then realised that there was no national platform for them. I started covering the riots in Clapham Junction, where I live, and I only wanted to talk to the teenagers who were helping with the clean-up, and the main thing that they were saying to me was that they have nowhere to air their views. So I thought, well, I'm going to do something about that. So that was last summer, and in September, I started work on Podium.
So I can always tell that you're a lady with a mission, which is all great stuff from that point of view. Hannah, questions from yourself?
I think it creates a fantastic opportunity. I would love to do something like this when I was in sick form or GCSE level. Camilla, how are you going to recruit your presenters?
I'm not having any trouble at all. I hang around in trains, bus stops, shops, youth clubs, and meet young people. And wherever I go, I am met with enthusiasm from young people who maybe on the outside might not look like the most confident, but actually when you get to talk to them and hear their views, they're up for helping out, for presenting, for contributing to podcasts, for doing research, and we're spreading the network across the country, which is why you met Joanna, because she's our reporter on the ground, recruiting young undergraduates who are keen to get their foot on the ladder of their first job in journalism.
You can even see a photograph of Joanna on the facebook.com/Southside broadcasting page as well, and the studio footage and all the rest of the bits and pieces. She did you proud. You'd be pleased to know, Camilla. So very good. We're very impressed with her.
Hopefully, I'm glad. I'm sure she's an excellent ambassador for Podium.
Well, yeah. So hopefully she got out of Lincoln alive, because I don't know what was going to happen at this particular stage. It can be quite hectic. Hannah, you said actually you should be around, but of course there is the possibility you might be able to help facilitate some of these things over the summer, because I know you're looking for content in every sense of the word, Camilla. So, you know, in terms of rolling this out, and clearly Cardiff University, Sunderland, Lincoln, all of those areas, you're looking to hopefully ensure that people like Hannah, who might be just slightly over the sort of the age bracket, but you know,
this is wait. First. I feel really old now.
Well, listen, it's your birthday next week, and we will celebrate the telegram for the Queen for you. You know, it'd be all marvellous. I'm from the Queen, marvellous. But in terms of that, there is a way of actually facilitating the skills that Hannah's got as a graduate or undergraduate journalism student, picking up our things from that point of view, and obviously working with Siren FM and the Midweek Drive as well. Ways in which we can get that together as well.
Absolutely. I've been enjoying looking at your radio station on the web and discovering where Lincoln is. My job is to link the nation, and I want the radio station to be a nation in your ear, to link up local radio stations, to broadcast from different interesting places, some well-known and some less well-known. I live in London, and I do not want this to be a London-based enterprise at all. So our aim is to represent fairly across the UK.
Not that there's anything wrong with London. In fact, people who are fans of Richard Fitzwilliams, and I know that there are many, if they're wondering what happened to our royal correspondent, Richard was actually at an event which you may have heard on the news, was prepping for the the Royal Barge and the lines of what's happening for that. So Richard sends his apologies, but he will be back with us next week. So there we are, just sorting that whole thing through. And clearly, you know, the next stage forward is to ensure that Camilla actually gets, I would have thought, at least made Dame Camilla bike, I think, is a sort of key thing. You know, look towards that sort of thing. That's your slogan. It's all about the young people. And, you know, I could say in it, but I won't, because that would be, you know, it's not going to get you.
Well, on that note, one of the things we aim to do, and we found a very successful way of doing it, is never to be accused of any kind of patronising attitude. And that is how we're approaching the issue, because young people, we want only the voices of the under 20s. So anyone who's over 20 is welcome to come and help facilitate that and to go out and do interviews. But when we edit, it is purely the young people who get to speak and to give their opinion, so that there could be no accusation of being manipulative or of setting the agenda from the top down. The ideas and the content really do come from them.
So from your own perspective, Camilla, just share with us your own life journey in terms of the passion for radio and how you sort of felt, OK, let's make use of these sites, let's develop these kind of things.
My sister, who is now a musician, reminded me that at the age of 7 and 5, I was always the one pressing record and play on the tape recorder while interviewing her, and she'd play something on her guitar. So I've been doing this my whole life. I love stories. I'm incredibly nosy, and I love to eavesdrop. I'm also a linguist, because I decided it wasn't enough to just understand the English people around me. When I travelled, I wanted to know what they were saying on the bus as well. My grandfather brought me up to speak to everybody around me. He said it is impolite to sit on a train and not have a conversation with the person sitting next to you. So I've grown up with a fascination for people of all walks of life and all nationalities, and I want to share that. I'm also quite a bold person, and not everybody can perhaps do all the chatting that I do. So I feel if I can broadcast some of these conversations that I'm having with interesting people across the country, then hopefully that will be to the benefit of everyone.
CB, the voice of the nation. Marvellous.
Yeah.
Citizen band for young people in many ways. The podium voice, as we said before, young people only, informal, honest, real, representative, warm, engaging, and definitely not patronising or predictable. Chance to obviously become part of something innovative and really exciting. We mentioned this is really going to kick off in the autumnal months, but clearly content is being developed and raised between now and then. Interesting in terms of the things that are actually required, something I was talking about with Joanna on Tuesday, of course, that you don't need to have a plush studio like we have at Siren or indeed other stations and so on and so forth. A smartphone with an app like Recorder Pro, access to editing software is a possibility, but if you haven't got it, don't worry. And I'll give a little plug for Audacity, which is always good from that point of view. Polite, smiling, open and interested in others, and lots of enthusiasm. No big egos. You leave your egos at the door, presumably, Camilla.
That's absolutely right. It's really a very freeing experience when you can help somebody else be empowered. And I think that's what it's all about. We've had interest from government. We've had commercial interest. We've had interest from all sorts of youth groups. And I think what we're all enjoying is the fact that we're working towards a common cause. I was listening to his name, Simon Cowell, on the radio this morning, and he was talking about wanting to win, and it's all about all about the presenters. And I thought, we couldn't be further from that. We are about raising people up, and let's face it, the next generation are our future leaders. They are our future innovators, and if we give them a platform to speak from now, then their talents can get out early and be recognised. And also, we can change the face of youth perception in this country, which, let's face it, has not had a good press in the past.
Although I actually sort of defend many of the young folk who've been involved with respect to Siren over the 5 years we've been running so far, and the ongoing 5 years we'll continue to be running, there's an awful lot of quality that's actually there as well. Sometimes, again, it's that whole notion of just you need to look a little bit and sift through the whole thing, but the quality is certainly there. As I've mentioned, obviously there's a stack of things to be sorted out with respect to the rural activities and events within the provinces beyond north of Watford. I mean, I know it's difficult for Camilla possibly to say, even to get a comprehension that there's life north of Watford, but there is, bless her.
Yeah. I know there is. And I'm originally from Scotland, although you wouldn't be able to tell my voice.
There you go. Fantastic. Any other questions, Hannah, you want to throw at Camilla at this stage?
How could people who are over 20 who want to get involved in Podium?
Basically, basically what they need to do is look on our website to find out how to get involved, podium.me.uk, and we will be setting agendas centrally and then leaving people free to follow their creative inspiration across the country so they can connect with us. And we will give them story ideas, and then they can connect with youth in their area and go out and do some interviewing, literally on the smartphone, and then email the raw material back to us to be edited into podcasts.
Camilla, I know our managing editor, Andrew David, would have loved to have actually chatted with you. He's in Salford today with some of the other fine team, checking out a whole variety of other bits and pieces there, I think Media City-wise and so on. It's the sort of thing you do as sort of the chairman of the Community Media Association. It's OK, that's fair enough. I'm more than happy to actually ask those last two questions, though. First of all, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the Midweek Drive morning edition on Siren 107.3 FM?
And, I have.
It's been a
privilege to go out live in your area, and I've got the map in front of me so I can visualise where you are, and I hope one day I'll come to visit in person.
Which is the next crucial question, because of course you can always listen again to this via podcast, Podbeans and various other bits and pieces as well. Go to our show cage, Midweek Drive, and you'll find that all sorted through. So I take it then we can say that Camilla Bike, you will return?
I will, absolutely. I look forward to collaborating with you in the future.
Hooray! And Hannah, you were saying that that is such a wonderful song that you've actually gone a stage further since we featured Rebecca Poole, of course.
Yes, I have. I've actually put this song on my revision playlist. It's that special.
It just shows that when you got a Lisa McAllister recommendation, the world is your oyster, quite literally. It's the only one for that.
I think so. I've just been sitting, chilling, listening to it, revising law.
I'm going to feel slightly guilty now, actually, Hannah, because last night when I was saying those GL words and you said, no, she should be break a leg. You know, we were saying, we're sending positive vibes. You say, oh, she doesn't get this sort of role. You blame it on Miss Sir. But hopefully, fingers crossed, all went well, because there's nothing but positivity for our very own Lisa McAllister. Fantastic. So, Lisa, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Excellent. Now,
and I'm not that superstitious, and I'll take any luck I can get.
Well, brilliant stuff.
Good luck will be fine.
It'll be fantastic. Exactly so. Now, slightly serious note, I came upon the joyous delights of the number one girl.
No.
And you know, it's fair to say we have debated and discussed this over the routines. Let's go right from the off. You are by far the best thing about that whole motion picture. I think Hannah, you agreed with that?
Yeah, definitely agreed with that.
You know, I passed it on to Hannah. Like you said, yeah, there's no doubt about it. You know, where you light up the screen, everything is absolutely spotted on. But other than that, oh dear me.
Oh, I know. I'm so sorry.
No, never apologise. Because I know, you do extremely well. But there were moments where I thought, surely Pat Morita, Mr. Miyagi, for instance, wax on, wax off.
A legend.
Exactly. They just seem to get confused. I mean, I'm not going to mention any names here, but please, Vinnie Jones, quite good as the Juggernaut, but shut it! No! What? I mean, when you read the script for it, did you think, and also, although I was put right, actually, apparently there are lots of Tatianas in Yorkshire. I didn't think it was a particularly Yorkshire-sounding name.
Yeah. It was my first film, really. Mm. It was only my second job.
Well, you wouldn't have known it, actually, in all fairness. Right,
no, you would not have known that. Watching it.
Yeah, it was very much a slip. And you know, that was great. And from that point of view, I would say watch it for Lisa McAllister, but if you want a storyline...
Oh, no, don't watch it.
Well, I
shouldn't say that about my own work. It's pretty bad. It's pretty ungrateful of me. But it's just sometimes things get lost in translation and they don't turn out quite as they're supposed to.
Hannah, you just share with us your thoughts on the whole thing, because I kind of have a watch this, Hannah, because it may just be me. I might just be
I'm really not sure. I think it started off quite well, but then it seemed to lose its way. It wasn't really sure which way it was going. It was kind of trying to go down the girls kind of being models kind of route, but then it was doing martial arts and it was doing gangster kind of.
It's kind of like a mix of Miss Congeniality meets Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels, I think, which is quite an interesting concept. I might pitch that, actually.
If it just focused on one of them, I think it would have been a good film. But I think because it was trying to do too many things, it was just going a bit all over the place, wasn't it?
Yeah, it felt like a rudderless ship when we were filming it.
It was interesting, and you know, I'm sure somebody was tempted to actually say to Mr. Director, "You broke the rules! You broke the rules!" Anyway, enough of such stuff. It's available in all sorts of things. We regress that. Because since then, of course, I want to talk about Superjuice, something we haven't sort of touched a base from that, but I did want to mention that because it is something which is excellent in terms of, you know, food and sauces and all the rest of the bits and pieces. Share with us, why have you, again, Renaissance woman, quite clearly here, Lisa McAllister sets up a nutritional thing to actually help ensure that people eat healthily as opposed to running from chocolate bar to chocolate bar, junk food to junk food. No. Get yourself some super juice. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, my girlfriend, Danny, she's been living in Los Angeles and New York and studying with health and nutrition, raw food gurus, and she recently moved back, and we've always loved food, and we've always wanted to do something together, because we've known each other since we were kids. And when we were young, her mum got cancer, and breast cancer, and totally beat it by changing her diet to be completely alkaline. So she only ate alkalizing foods, and the cancer went into remission. And while I'm not saying that is the going to be the case for everybody, it was quite sort of inspiring to see the power of food and the effects that it has on our bodies, and the importance of it. And because I live in London, and it's just everything is go, 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 and it's exciting going out to restaurants and, you know, not often having time or not having time daily to cook myself a delicious salad or whatever, I realized that, you know, it's very easy to get off track, and we wanted to come up with a cleanse that made it easy for people to give their systems a rest and a boost nutritionally, and to alkaline them as much as you can in 5 days, and really just to kind of give you an awareness of how much we consume unnecessarily, and clean your body out. So that's how Superjuice was born.
I'm thinking immediately, Hannah, undergraduates today, sometimes you guys don't eat as healthily as you might, let's be honest.
I think I've got to admit to that one.
Yeah, you see, stressful world of being an undergraduate, reading journalism, any other university degree, etc. And I mean, this sounds as though it really is just, it's waiting to actually launch into the whole system. So,
yeah,
Hannah.
It sounds really good. Are there any recipes that you could recommend, Lisa, for a student that is quite cheap?
Always,
the thing, unfortunately, with our particular cleanse, it's not cheap because we have to put so much into it because it's a 5-day, you know, big injection. But there are, you know, you guys should be eating a lot of salmon and, you know, essential fatty acids to boost your brains. But also, as far as, you know, anyone could buy a blender, you know, from Argos and whip up a really good smoothie. All you need is a banana, you can add some spinach in there, some yogurt, or better yet, some coconut milk, which you can buy, not the canned stuff or the carton stuff, or some almond milk, some cinnamon and some berries. And that is, you know, you can put in either spinach or kale, which will cost you £1 from the supermarket, or even less from a market. Just so long as you're getting your greens every day in a raw form, that should really help boost your energy and your concentration.
We'll follow this through with William Sitwell in a few moments, of course, the editor of Retro's Kitchen, and indeed, as it says on his website, presenter who can't stop eating. There we are.
I can't think of any better way to be honest.
That's William Sitwell for you.
I know, me too.
last week, Lisa, we connected with William whilst he was actually just waking up in Spain from a sherry drinking scenario. It's fantastic.
Oh, very nice. I love sherry.
You
just
see?
I figured that out, actually.
We can coordinate in all sorts of other ways. From that perspective. So how was the wedding in South Africa? Because it's been a wee while since we last had a series of reflections from your good self, Lisa. How was South Africa in general?
It was incredible. Mm-hmm. That's where I learned that I love sherry, actually.
Oh,
but it was absolutely incredible. I was in Durban, which is beautiful and on the Indian Ocean, so you can actually see, swim in the sea there, as opposed to Cape Town, where it's absolutely freezing. Then my boyfriend and I were lucky enough to go on safari, so I sort of faced elephants and giraffes, and it was pretty awe-inspiring experience.
Splendid.
Very, very lucky.
Oh, great stuff. So far on the show, you've missed our ninjutsu expert, Keith Footit. Always doing his sonara there. Clearly, we had Ian Lennox and indeed Professor David Slide, who dropped by, etc. And the joys of young people's latest podium site with similar bike. Still to come, we got William Sitwell, as mentioned. But Rebecca Poole.
Oh, I thought you were calling Lisa Rebecca then.
They are interchangeable. I might be chronologically gifted, but I can tell the difference between Rebecca Poole on one hat, Lisa McAllister on the other. Lisa McAllister, yes. Rebecca Poole. They have not become, not kind of like a
become
mix,
one.
A sort of mashup, a sort
we
of Rebecca McAllister, Lisa Poole. Oh, Lord. Again, she's gone down like gangbusters here. I think it's fair to say thumbs up all the way around. One of our Los Angeles directors is going to be raising the Rebecca Poole flag in Los Angeles, so. It's great stuff as far as that's concerned. How did you connect with her initially? Because I love the email when you sent it to me saying, you normally ask what sort of music I want. Well, may I suggest Rebecca Poole?
Absolutely. Well, we're best friends. She's one of my best friends.
Well. So you've checked her out at Ronnie Scott's then, presumably?
Well, I haven't checked her out at Ronnie Scott's yet.
Right.
She'll always be away, but I've been to many, many, many of her gigs.
Excellent. Obviously we heard Follow Your Heart, which is in many ways the anthem, which we'd like to say, you should follow that dream, pursue the whole thing, healthy mind, healthy body, super juice to hand, and all the rest of bits and pieces. Just checking in terms of people who are listening to this, how can we follow Super Juice? Is there a Twitter address? Is there a Facebook thing? Is there social? Are you social networking?
We are, you know me, I'm not the best at social networking. There is a Facebook page. The website address is www.supersoupajuice.co, not .co.uk or .com. And there is a Facebook page, and there is a Twitter page. And we
would
put up recipes and links to useful blogs and links to useful sites for people who are trying to get healthy.
In fact, I'm looking at the Super Juice page, which is just loading up at present. You're quite right, of course. You put in that UK, you think, what's going on here? It's all routine. I can see home, how it works. Frequently asked questions and a healthier you, handmade, hands delivered. There's a blog. Why cleanse? Benefits? Get in touch. It's genius. You got Facebook. In fact, actually, as our officially dedicated Midweek Drive tweeter, Hannah, I'm sure, will be sort of spreading that sort of word as well.
Yes, I'll be on the... case.
And indeed,
well, thank you,
last weekend we launched the country show season with the Newark and Notts Agricultural Society show. Coming up at the end of June, we got the Lincolnshire show. As we said, we must speak off air about how we can actually spread this word further around the country, Lisa. So we continue on that sort of basis.
Actually,
I was saying that I've already sort of the last two questions. Hannah, you need to throw these at Miss McAllister, the legend behind so many good things. I mean, let's talk about, Sherlock. I mean, basically, she's better ever. She's better than the number one girl. It's a great movie. For Lisa, but anyway, there's still other things to work on that basis. Over to you.
Lisa, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us this morning?
I have. I always do, Hannah.
And can we look forward to hearing from you again in the near future?
Of course.
Yay.
My pleasure.
This is important. Lisa McAllister, origin. Rebecca Poole, track to actually wrap up with What Happened to Romance in My Head Again or Your Mirror?
What Happened to Romance?
Really? Yeah, that's also a good choice for me. I wasn't sure whether you actually Your Mirror is going to be re-released and taken through from that point of view, but no, what happened? Exactly, it's not a rhetorical question.
I like Your Mirror as well. Oh. Although that one.
Yes.
I love that one, actually.
So are we going for the Mirror one?
Yes, we are.
Okay, then.
Oh, how lovely it all seems. Skin.